Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. Hello, everyone, and we're going to start off talking about some of the music festivals that are going on around the state. June 17th through the 19th is Grover Fest. This is in the town of Olin, which is north of Charlotte in Iredell County. Grover Fest presents local and East Coast bands representing music genres from across the board for all ages. Festival attendance is limited to 650 people on site. Grover Fest is in its 10th year. The festival site is Moon Lake Vineyards. Also, the 17th through the 19th of June, Cape Fear Blues Festival in Wilmington. The annual festival, presented by the Cape Fear Blues Society, features local, regional, and national acts, a two-hour blues cruise on board a riverboat, an all-day open blues jam, and musician workshops. The festival is in its 21st year. Festival sites, the Rusty Nail, Henrietta Three Riverboat, Ted's Fun on the River, and more. June 18th, it's Sirens on the Mountain in Boone. The celebration of women's contributions to the arts returns this year after taking last year off. The festival will also include an artisan village with renowned visual artists, craftspeople, healing artists, and food vendors. The festival site is High Country Fairgrounds. Also the 18th, Lansing Blues Festival. This is in the community of Lansing, which is in Ashe County. The festival debuts this year with several regional blues acts. A pre-festival show with Lawyers, Guns, and Money is set for Friday at the Hotel Tavern in nearby West Jefferson. The festival site is Lansing Creeper Trailer Park, or Trail Park, rather. June 23rd through the 26th is the One Love Food and Music Festival in Fletcher, which is in Henderson County. The four-day fair, food, beer, and music festival showcases Western North Carolina's independent musicians from several genres, along with a select number of national recording artists, plus food and beer, alongside fair rides and shows. Proceeds benefit the nonprofits Homeward Bound and Brother Wolf Animal Rescue. Festival site is the Western North Carolina Agricultural Center. June 23rd through August 7th, it is the Brevard Summer Institute and Festival. Brevard is in Transylvania County, which is known by its nickname, Land of Waterfalls. The Brevard Music Center, a summer institute for classical music students age 14 and up, presents some 80 concerts throughout its seven-week festival, showcasing nationally recognized artists and the center's three orchestras. The Independence Day concert at Whittington Full Open Air Auditorium features live cannons during the 1812 Overture. Festival site is the Brevard Music Center and nearby venues. June 24th through the 26th is the state annual singing convention. It's in Benson in Johnston County. The 90-year-old gospel singing competition presents the previous year's winners Friday, nationally recognized recording acts in concerts Saturday evening, competition Saturday and Sunday, and performances by the winners on Sunday evening. The music is good and the competition is serious, as the grand prize winner is awarded a recording contract. The festival site is the Benson Singing Grove. Also, June 24th through the 26th, it's Neon Weekend in Forest City in Rutherford County. By the way, Forest City was formerly known as Burnt Chimney. That's new on me. Old school and modern electronic music acts from North Carolina and surrounding states come together for an energy-filled live audiovisual experience. Must be 18 years or older to attend. Festival site, the Forest City Grass Amphitheater. June 25th, it's All Go West in Asheville. The All Go West Street Fair embraces the ideals of Asheville's local music, and it's on three stages. There's also art, fashion, food, and beer, including food from West Asheville restaurants and breweries. The festival sites, Isis Restaurant and Music Hall, and nearby venues. Coming up June 25th through August 6th, Appalachian Summer Festival in Boone. An Appalachian Summer Festival is a multi- and interdisciplinary arts festival presenting and producing programs in music, theater, dance, film, and visual arts. Festival sites, Appalachian State University, and nearby venues. June 26, Singing on the Mountain. This is in Linville in Avery County. The day-long sing at the base of Grandfather Mountain is the oldest ongoing old-time gospel convention left in the southern Appalachians. The festival, which includes a midday sermon, is in its 92nd year this year. Festival site, McRae Meadows, Grandfather Mountain. June 27th through August 1st, it is the Eastern Music Festival, Greensboro and Points West. This music festival and school trains aspiring musicians between the ages of 14 and 22 and presents 5 weeks' worth of classical and chamber music performances, plus jazz, blues, and more. It's in its 55th year. Festival site, Guilford College, and other venues. July 1st through the 4th, it's the Red, White, and Bluegrass Festival in Morganton, which is in Burke County. The 4th of July weekend festival presents 20-plus bands on a single stage and also conducts a bluegrass camp for kids and puts on a fireworks show and other features. Festival site is Catawba Meadows Park. July 2nd and 3rd, Ocean City Jazz Festival, North Topsail Beach. The annual contemporary jazz festival showcases jazz legends and up-and-coming jazz greats. It all started in 2009 as a summertime family celebration to commemorate the anniversary of the Ocean City community, which was the first coastal area in North Carolina that allowed African Americans to buy land. There is also a silent auction. Festival site is North Topsail Beach. July 7th through the 10th, Wild Goose Festival, Hot Springs in Madison County. The Festival of Music, Art, and Christian Spirituality is modeled after the UK's Greenbelt Festival, which presents a slate of speakers along with musical performers. Only 2,000 tickets will be sold. Festival site, Hot Springs Resort and Spa in Madison County. July 8th and 9th, it's Bernaroo Music and Arts Festival in New Bern. 2 days of live music, visual arts, crafts, food, beer, and more. It's an opportunity for local creators to make their voices heard. The main stage music shows are in the evening, though local venues involved in the festival are also to present free live music Saturday afternoon. Saturday's street festival is to also include a visual arts, silk dancers, vendors, and more. The festival site is Isaac Taylor Garden and more, which are to be announced. July 15 and 16, it is Music Fest in Sugar Grove. Sugar Grove is in Watauga County. In addition to traditional and bluegrass music in the main stage shows, the Doc and Rosalie Watson Music Fest in Sugar Grove presents additional acts on a solar-powered stage, plus more players indoors, including a songwriter's showcase and instruments workshop led by festival performers. Proceeds benefit the Doc and Merle Watson Folk Art Museum located inside the historic Cove Creek School, and the festival is at that school as well. Also on the 15th and 16th of July, Spruce Pine Barbecue Championship and Bluegrass Festival. Spruce Pine is in Mitchell County. The festival includes a sanctioned professional barbecue competition. live bluegrass, jamming stage, a cornhole tournament, championship clogging teams, a 5K, and fun run. A kids' play area and arts and crafts and food vendors, including barbecue equipment and supply vendors. Festival site is downtown Spruce Pine in Mitchell County. All right. Coverage through mid-July there with the festivals. Moving on to free and low-cost outdoor music events. Of course, Music in the Valley at Crabtree Valley Mall in Raleigh. Held every Wednesday on the patio outside of McCormick and Schmick's, this series features cover bands performing everything from beach music to Guns N' Roses. A great mix of music for everyone. The shows are from 6 to 9 p.m. and they run through June 26th. Music Off Main, downtown concert series in Garner. This series continues June 20th, August 15th, and September 20th. The shows are 6 to 9 and held on the back lawn of the Garner Performing Arts Center. Music on Main at South Point in Durham, held every Saturday night through September 3rd. This series in Cinema Circle at South Point Mall features light jazz, beach music, contemporary music, and more. Shows are 6 to 9. Center Stage at American Tobacco Campus in Durham. This event, formerly known as On the Lawn, is a three-hour music festival held each month featuring food trucks, zip lines, and a kids' zone. Everything is being held on the front lawn of DPAC. All shows start at 6. Upcoming dates include September 20th and October 4th. On Thursday, July 4th, there will be a special festival from 5 to 8. The Find Your Cool Summer Concert Series. These free concerts in downtown Durham's CCB Plaza run from Thursday, May 8th, so that's a couple few weeks ago, through Thursday, August 7th. The music starts at 7 p.m. Brightleaf Square Concert Series, 7 to 9 p.m. every Friday. The Brightleaf Square Courtyard in Durham will offer live music. Shows run through September 13th. Golden Belt Live Concert Series in Durham to celebrate its fifth anniversary. Gold Belt will host free outdoor concerts on Fridays through July. Waverly Place in Cary is hosting Wind Down Wednesdays. Concerts run through July 27th, 6 to 9 p.m. Lawn chairs and people-friendly dogs are welcome. Coolers are not permitted. Saturdays in Saxapahaw, the River Mill Summer Series includes performances by top bands featuring bluegrass, back porch, blues, folk, gospel, Latin, Celtic, funk, roots, Americana, and old-time music. The concerts are held each Saturday, 6 to 8, through August 27th. Admission is free, though donations are appreciated. Apex Music and Movies in the Park series, the events are held at the Nature Park Amphitheater, offering family-friendly concerts and movies. Concerts start at dusk and are scheduled for selected Saturdays through September 24th. No pets or alcohol. Also in Apex, the Toasts and Tunes concert series. Free concerts for all ages held at Clower Family Vineyards on select Saturdays from 2 to 4 p.m. Carolina Inns Fridays on the Front Porch in Chapel Hill. Enjoy free live music every Friday through October 7th, 5 to 8 p.m. Last Friday's music series in Hillsboro on the Old Courthouse Lawn, last Friday of the month through September. It all starts at 6:30. Also in Hillsboro, Weaver Street Market hosts free jazz and more music on the Weaver Street Hillsboro patio from 11 to 1 on Sundays through July 31st. Summer music series in Bynum. Tickets are not needed, but a $5 to $8 donation is requested, and a hat is passed for performers. Bynum Front Porch invites folks to bring chairs and enjoy the fine music, food from local vendors, and, of course, one another's company on Friday and Saturday evenings through September. It's all from 7 to 9 p.m. After hours, early summer at Weaver Street Market in Carrboro. The concerts are Thursday evening, 6 to 8, through the end of June. also host the Jazz and More Brunch. This free outdoor jazz series takes place on Sundays through October 9th, 11 to 1, on the Weaver Street Market lawn in Carrboro. Follow me to Fuquay Varina Concert Series. Free concerts will be held Thursday, June 16th, featuring Hip Pocket, and Wednesday, June 22nd, featuring the Band of Oz. Both concerts run from 6:30 to 9:30 Centennial Square. Other venues, Falls River Town Center Raleigh, Summer Music Series, Thursdays through September, 7 to 9 p.m. Lafayette Village, Raleigh, Music on the Green, Tuesdays, 6 to 9 through October. Mordecai Park, Raleigh, Music on the Porch, 2nd and 4th Fridays in June, and also August through October. Pointer Place at Triangle Town Center, Summer Concerts, Fridays, 6 to 9, June 24th, August 5th and 26th, and September 16th. Concerts at the Crossroads in Clayton, live music at Flowers Crossroads through September 4th, featuring some of our favorite local bands like the Embers and Liquid Pleasure. And finally, Clayton Town Square Concert Series. These concerts are on the third Thursday of every month through September. They take place at the Town Square 7 to 9 p.m. And there you have it, a whole bunch of goodies coming up at various venues, and much of it is free to at least attend. All righty, Audio Describe performances coming up. Friday, June 17th, The Hollow, presented as part of the Theater Fest 2016, NC State's Thompson Hall Kennedy McElwee Studio Theater at 7:30. An unhappy game of romantic follow the leader explodes into murder one weekend at The Hollow, home of Sir Henry and Lucy Anquetil. Dr. Christo is at the center of the trouble when his mistress, Henrietta, ex-mistress Veronica, and wife Gerda simultaneously arrive at The Hollow. Sunday, June 19th, Glass Menagerie, Raleigh Little Theater at 3. It's part of the Sutton Series, a moving and tragic memory play. Amanda is a fading Southern belle, and her sensitive daughter, Laura, needs a husband. Will she find a match, and what will become of her brother, Tom, the aspiring poet? Saturday, June 25th, Ragtime. This is Justice Theater Project at 8. It's a brilliantly written musical that tells the story of three very different families. Tata is an immigrant trying to find success. Mother is a Victorian housewife struggling to find her voice. Cole House is a pianist eager to embrace equality, and their challenges are underscored by a bold new music, Ragtime. It all takes place at St. Francis of Assisi on Leesville Road in Raleigh. Also on Saturday, June 25th, Something's Afoot. Again, presented as part of Theater Fest 2016, North Carolina State's Thompson Hall, Kennedy McElwee Studio Theater at 7:30. An old English mansion, a raging thunderstorm, 10 strangers, murder, mystery, music, and comedy abound when the guests disappear one by one, knocked off by cleverly fiendish devices. Join the fun as Miss Tweed, the amateur sleuth, sets out to solve the crimes. But the butler didn't do it. Friday, July 15th, Zootopia, North Carolina Museum of Art Summer Films at 9. Zootopia is a computer-animated buddy cop comedy adventure by Disney. The film details the unlikely partnership between a rabbit police officer and a red fox con artist as they uncover a conspiracy that involves the disappearance of predator civilians within a mammalian metropolis. Saturday, July 30th, it's Mary Poppins, North Carolina Theater, Raleigh Memorial Auditorium at 2. Of course, everyone's favorite nanny takes the stage in this supercalifragilisticexpialidocious musical adventure. Friday, August 12th, North by Northwest, North Carolina Museum of Art Summer Films at 9. North by Northwest, a 1959 film, is a suspenseful classic Alfred Hitchcock caper thriller. The box office hit film is one of the most entertaining movies ever made and one of Hitchcock's most famous suspense mystery stories in his entire career. One of the film's posters advertised, "Only Cary Grant and Alfred Hitchcock ever gave you so much suspense in so many directions." Additional note, Durham Performing Arts Center, Carolina Ballet, and Theater in the Park have all committed to offer audio description for performances requested with a 2-week advance notice. Call the box office of the respective theater to purchase tickets and request additional accommodations. All right, the Warehouse Blues Concert Series is coming up in Durham Central Park. 4 free Friday evening concerts in July, 5:30 to 7:30 each week. All right, July 8th, it's Amethyst Kia and her Chest of Glass. July 15th, Reese Palmer and Powerhouse Blues Vocal Workshop. July 22nd, Kamara Thomas and the Night Drivers Tribute to Blues Women. And coming up on July 29th, it is Samantha Fish. Once again, that's the Warehouse Blues Concert Series, Durham Central Park. Something a little different, Goodnight's Comedy Club on West Morgan Street in Raleigh. June 16th through the 18th is Bobby Lee. Lee was a regular on Mad TV and has garnered millions of fans through his comedy, film, and television appearances. June 23rd, it's Rich Voss, best known from Opie and Anthony and NBC's Last Comic Standing. June 24th and 25th, it's Rob Schneider. Emmy-nominated actor Rob Schneider, well known for his trademark blend of character and comedic acting, has broadened his focus to include directing, producing, and writing. A writer for Saturday Night Live in 1990, he was soon performing his own material and was a cast regular. June 30th through July 3rd, it's Dominique. Actress, radio personality, and Last Comic Standing finalist, Dominique has performed alongside comedy legends like Dave Chappelle, Chris Rock, and Tracy Morgan. July 7th through the 9th, it is John Rudnitsky, one of comedy's rising young stars. John joined the cast of Saturday Night Live last year as a featured player. July 14th through the 16th, it's Ms. Pat. With a comedy career now spilling over 9 years, Ms. Pat brings an honest, in-your-face, and hilarious perspective to her shows. July 22nd through the 23rd, Lonnie Love. Lonnie's a comedian and talk show host, but it doesn't stop there. Love is also an actress, author, TV personality, auntie, and according to her, a dreamer. July 24th, Andrew Schultz. Andrew is known for his hilariously edgy, street smart, and unapologetic comedy. July 29th through the 31st, it's Lil Duvall. Duvall became a regularly featured performer on 3 seasons of BET's Comic View and a star player on MTV's Guy Code. Special note, you may want to research the type of material offered by a particular performer just in case it's not what you or your family might enjoy. All shows are 18+. Well, coming up, it's the 37th Annual Festival for the Eno. Events take place July 2nd and July 4th at West Point on the Eno, Durham City Park, 10 till 6 both days. A lot of music to enjoy both days with more than 65 performers on 4 stages. In addition to lots of music, there will be food trucks, a juried craft show featuring 80 of the region's finest artists, paddling demonstrations, backyard chickens and bees, hands-on, feet-wet activities, all on the banks of the Eno River. You can purchase tickets online at eventbrite.com. The single-day advance ticket price for 13 to 17-year-olds is $11. A single-day adult ticket is $18. And the adult two-day ticket is $30. Hopscotch Music Festival, always a good time, coming up in September, the 8th through the 10th in downtown Raleigh. With more than 140 bands over 3 days, Hopscotch is known for adventurous lineups, memorable performances, and a fan-friendly atmosphere. From a large outdoor main stage in Raleigh City Plaza to intimate club shows, the festival features music in almost every genre imaginable. No increase in ticket pricing from last year, with VIP wristbands currently going for $200, and three-day wristbands are $135. And, of course, coming up this fall, it's IBMA's Wide Open Bluegrass in downtown Raleigh. Appearing at downtown Raleigh's Red Hat Amphitheater, September 30th through October 1st, will be a lineup featuring the usual cast of IBMA regulars, Del McCoury and the Steep Canyon Rangers, rising breakthrough acts Becky Bullard, Darren and Brooke Aldridge, and a few wild cards. Chief among the latter is the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band on a 50th year anniversary tour that draws heavily from their 1972 cross-generational landmark album, Will the Circle Be Unbroken? Here's the lineup at Red Hat Amphitheater for Friday, September 30th. Daly and Vincent, Earls of Leicester, Laurie Lewis and the Right Hands, Marty Stewart, Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, see, I got it right that time, Peter Rowan Band, and the Soggy Bottom Boys. And on Saturday, October 1st, Becky Buller Band, Green Sky Bluegrass, John Cowan with Darren and Brooke Aldridge, Larry Sparks and Lonesome Ramblers, Russell Moore and Illred Time Out, Steep Canyon Ranges, Del McCoury Band, and the Kruger Brothers. And the Bluegrass Ramble nightclub shows will feature 30 bands, including 4 of them from North Carolina. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.